This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Here's another podcast from
Joy 94.9 presents Absolutely Everybody, sponsored by and presented by Enecto, the People Network. Absolutely Everybody, only on Joy 94.9.
The Department for Transport and Planning and Infrastructure projects that in Victoria we'll have a population of 10 million people by 2050 and 2.1 million people over the age of 65. When you look at 8% approximately of the queer population being part of that, we're looking at roughly 168,000 of those people being LGBTIQ. This raises a range of issues from housing and homelessness to where are the carers going to come from for some of our elders and the specialised health support for people living and ageing with HIV, long-term hormone use for some of our trans folk, and of course the socio-cultural support needs that create a sense of belonging and connectedness as a basic human need regardless of sexuality. I mean, will we be having pink triangles and parking bays in Birramar or a community pickup bus service in the future? Who knows? In Australia, we're slow off the mark, but Melbourne seems to be the place where it's all happening. Some movement in the housing areas underway in Pran with approved plans for an LGBT senior supported accommodation facility, and of course the Matrix Guild, always ahead of the curve, have already supplied a couple of apartments for low cost housing for older lesbian women and just trying to smooth out the final hurdles to their ambitious off-the-plan model in Brunswick. While the VAC and partner health agencies in Drummond Street and researchers at La Trobe from Val's Cafe and beyond are gathering the research and some of the best practices for physical well-being and psychological support, when the club lights dim, friends are harder to visit, and you face the fact that, in fact, it's no longer solitude, but maybe loneliness that's setting in. How do we ensure a sense of well-being and community connectedness is maintained as we all aim to age fabulously in our older years? Well, today we have Leanne and Sandy from Switchboard Victoria to tell us all about their exciting new program, Out and About, and they've developed to meet the social needs of the LGBTIQ people over 65 in Victoria, and how you or someone you know can get involved. Welcome to the program.
Hi, thanks Zoe, great to be on.
Thanks Zoe, it's great to be here.
Now, Leanne, maybe we can start with you. For those people who don't know Switchboard, can you tell us a little bit about what it is and where the need for this program's come from?
Well, Switchboard's been around as Switchboard since 1991. Before that, there were other telephone lines, AIDS line, gay line, but Gay and Lesbian Switchboard Incorporated started in 1991, and it came really out of the HIV/AIDS epidemic, so people wanting information around safety and health issues and that sort of thing. Plus, forever, it's always been an issue about coming out and wanting to, I guess, find your group and find your tribe. So to have a specialised phone counselling support network has been really, really important to our community. So we've got our 25th anniversary next year, so we're gearing up for that. We still run our phone counselling service, but we're introducing, as part of the QLife project, web counselling as well. Some things have changed over the years, but the basic thing of actually having peer-based, trained volunteers to talk to members of our community has remained the same.
Wow, web chat, there's something that's a big change. I bet that's popular these days.
Sure is. Well, the stats at the moment are showing through QLife across Australia that about 11% of the contacts to our phone networks or our service networks are via web chat, and it's probably no surprise to know that they're the younger age group that people under 20 are more inclined to want to chat online and talk via keyboard than to talk with voice.
That's going to be really interesting to see as we all age, if that demographic starts creeping up. I can see me with my little iPad or whatever it's going to be in 20 years' time.
We probably won't even have to type in 20 years' time, so there'll be some little USB stick that goes into your brain and your thoughts will be beamed out, and hopefully with a filter, directly to whoever.
Beep.
The caviar will arrive before I even ask for it. That'd be
right.
Nice.
Yeah, the champagne will be poured.
Now, Sandy, you're the project officer for this program, for Out and About.
Yes.
Sounds like a fabulous program. So tell us a little bit about how, you know, what is it? What does it aim to do?
What does it aim to do? It aims to have older people who are isolated in the community to have a friend come and visit once a week, have a cup of tea, go for a walk. So what we'll be doing is recruiting volunteers across the whole of Victoria, and we'll be visiting our recipients. We actually prefer the word elders, but the recipient is the language from our funding body. We'll be signing up our recipients and getting our visitors to go and visit them. And
fantastic.
Just so that they're touching base with someone and connecting them back into the community.
Mm. So what is it that – where's this come from? I mean, previously to – I mean, before this program existed, I guess there's always been LGBTIQ people out there. I guess how were they being serviced, and you know, why has it come about?
Well, for us, it came about because we've noticed with the reasons why people are calling us that isolation, the need just to have a chat, general conversation, loneliness were really high up on the reasons for people calling, and that was across all age groups. Our stats show that the older age group don't really ring that often. We're probably looking at about 15% of our calls, but we certainly know from research, say through Val's Cafe, that older people generally in our community do feel isolated because they're not as mobile, that the society, I guess society in general, is pitched to a certain younger demographic. But particularly for LGBTIQ people, we even know that people who were out are actually going back in the closet for fear of discrimination from aged care services, that sort of thing. So for us, it was a good opportunity when this funding became available to extend our support and connection to the LGBTI community through the program.
Go make yourself a cuppa. The other side's coming up now.
Joy.
We're here with Sandy Ashton and Leanne Renfrey from Switchboard Victoria, who have a fantastic new program called Out and About. It's been about a year in the making, but it's finally ready to go and they're starting to recruit, which is very exciting. Sandy told us a little earlier that the idea of the program is to have a volunteer go and visit someone who might be isolated in the community who would like a visitor. Sandy, can you tell us a little bit about the interest from visitors or people who would like to visit, and the interest from people who would like to be visited? And how do people find out about the program?
Well, we haven't actually done any targeted communications yet. We were at Midsummer and we were out there talking to people and telling them about the new program and asking people if they're interested in perhaps being a volunteer or if they know of anyone who perhaps would welcome a visitor. And we were at Chill Out, Daylesford Chill Out Festival. So we've done a little bit, but it hasn't been, you know, a particular targeted campaign.
How was Daylesford?
Daylesford was fantastic. You know, people, and every person you talk to about the program says, oh, wow, that is so exciting. And it's about time someone started looking after our older people. So there's so much enthusiasm. We've got no shortage of volunteers.
Oh, that's great. Because this program's going across Victoria. It's not just Melbourne based.
Correct.
Is that right?
Correct.
Yeah, right.
I mean, at this stage, most of our potential visitors are from Melbourne, but we've certainly got a few regional ones.
Oh, great.
And recipients, that's going to be a little bit harder to find because they're of an older generation who, as Leanne said, are potentially back in the closet.
Why is that?
Because of their experiences, you know, if we think about when they were in their 20s and 30s out there exploring who they were, they lived in a time where people were imprisoned or discriminated against. A lot of them are very isolated from families because of discrimination and stigma. So as they get older and more vulnerable and they're at... I shouldn't say at the mercy, but they're at the...
It may feel like that, I suppose, for some people. They feel like...
You know, yeah, if they're going into healthcare and have got particular needs, then they are. They do become very vulnerable, and so it's no surprise that they go back into the closet. So,
yeah.
So Leanne particularly is doing a lot of work with home care package providers, aged care assessment services, telling them about the program because they're the people at the front line who will actually potentially visit some of our future recipients and be able to say, hey, I know a great program that you might be interested in. So
that's a really good point because this is, whilst it's about older people, you know, getting a great service and great support, there must be so much education that needs to be done still with the service providers who don't even know that Switchboard exists, let alone LGBTQ.
Exactly, exactly. There's been a lot of work being done in the sector by Val's Cafe, by Gay and Lesbian Health Victoria. The National LGBTI Health Alliance has got the contract to do some aged care worker training in LGBTI sensitivity, so Transgender Victoria is involved in that as well. So there's a lot of work going on in the sort of workforce area. We certainly know that, say, local councils have diversity officers and work very closely with their aged care managers to make sure that those sorts of issues are put on the board for their training and things like that. So for us to be eligible to receive a visitor, the person has to be in receipt of a home care package. And that comes, that's why we talk about the providers. So we actually need to determine the person's eligibility. But we're trying to be really sensitive around that. If someone contacted us directly, we would check that they're eligible for a package with their provider, but we won't necessarily say that our service is LGBTI focused. But we're going to be working with providers that we know who are queer friendly, like Anecto, like there's a number of different services around that we know.
Oh, that's great. That's great. So when if someone was to contact Switchboard and they don't have a package or they need to be assessed to see if they can get one, you can refer them on to a friendly or an agency.
Well, we know that ACAS, the actual assessment service, is very friendly and has done some training for their workers as well. And the other thing is that in terms of advertising, we've done sort of some media releases and contact community groups, but in a way that's preaching to the converted. Yeah. A lot of the people that we're looking at won't use those community resources because they're perhaps very mainstream.
Yeah.
So we have to be a little bit creative about doing that. So it might be elderly citizens clubs or at community health centres. But we've talked to a number of providers about when they first go out to somebody to talk about a home care package, that one of the many things that they have in their kit is our brochure. So that they leave that there, and it could be, and it will be, 90% or so of people will go, that's not for me. But we'll pick up those few that it are. So it'll be a blanket approach rather than, we won't expect a case manager to say, are you gay? You know, even if they have their suspicions, because that's not something that we want and people to have to go through.
Yeah, and it's about agencies being inclusive, isn't it?
Exactly.
As opposed to people having to out themselves.
Exactly.
People shouldn't have to identify their sexuality or gender or any of that sort of stuff. It should be about feeling that there's a place that they can go.
So it's really good that they'll just incorporate our information with the rest of the information that they hand out.
Joy.
So what is it that this service is going to provide for people? So as far as if I'm someone who's at home feeling isolated and a friend of mine or a colleague, maybe my doctor says to me, oh, look, you know, would it be good for you to have someone to come and hang out with? What is it that Switchboard would be able to do?
Well, what we do, because we're spending some time with our volunteers, not just training them in consideration of health and safety issues because they'll be going into people's homes, but we're also making sure that we know who the volunteer is so that we can match them with a recipient, because we want both of them, both the visitors and the elders, we want them both to have a fantastic experience. And if they've got common interests, then they can spend some great time together, whether it's watching a movie, they might want to go for a walk, have a cup of tea, you know, talk about the news. It's an opportunity for both of them to perhaps learn about each other's lives, share stories, make up stories.
Yeah. That'd never happen.
No.
Have a look through the photo album.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I think the point
That's
is too,
good.
I mean, we all have, you know, a wide range of friends and contacts and acquaintances. But there's nothing, if that's limited, there's nothing like someone who gets it.
Yeah.
You know, where you don't have to pretend or only give half the story or change the pronouns or all those things, you know, dig A things, whatever we do, you know, de-dock the apartment.
Yeah.
You know? And I think that's it too, that they can actually relax. And so that an honest sort of relaxed connection can happen.
Yeah. And I think I just want to add one point here, because I actually met our first recipient last week, and it was a fantastic opportunity to listen to a man who's in his mid-80s about his life story. But one thing he said when we were talking about his current support, he has a carer, a part-time carer. He's got people coming in to help him with his range of needs. And he said he's got friends who work in a particular industry which has very odd hours. And so he doesn't have a regular contact with any of his social group. It's very ad hoc, and quite often they can only come for half an hour. And so it's not a regular thing. And I think the value of our Out and About program is that our volunteers commit to at least 12 months of visiting this person, and that both the visitor and the recipient, they know it's going to be every week. It doesn't have to be every week at 3 o'clock on a Saturday, but whatever they commit to.
Sometimes people can go from weeks and months without a conversation.
Absolutely.
It's amazing.
And so I think this is really powerful as far as they know that on Saturday, Susie's coming over, or...
Yeah, you're going to have some hangout time. Yeah. And I love the fact that an individual, you know, they can feel relaxed, and it doesn't have to, it's actually not about the sexuality or the gender, it's actually about the interest, so that they can actually get on with talking about that movie or talk about that theatre or whatever it is that they're interested in without having to worry about the other stuff.
And also they don't have to worry about a person who, say, someone who's coming into clean, for instance. They might be desperate for a chat, but they know that person's there to work.
Yeah.
So that can be awkward. Could be awkward for the service provider who's coming in and just, you know, has to get on with their job, and the other person, whereas this is purely about the conversation.
Yeah. Mm. When we talk about what the service is, I think it's really important to also talk about what it's not. And we recently had an inquiry where someone said, you know, this lady, this older lady, she's really lonely, could do with a visit. And I thought, oh, fantastic. And I said, can you tell me what she's expecting from this? And the person who was making the inquiry said, oh, well, she actually wants friendship with a view to a relationship. So that's not what this service is about.
Not a dating service.
It's not a dating service.
And that was an aged care worker who you would have thought perhaps would have maybe understood the ethics of a volunteer.
And that's
service.
A really good point for us to maybe finish on just at the moment. We'll come back and talk a little bit more about how you can get involved and maybe what you're looking for in a volunteer. Come back.
Click on the podcast tab via the new Joy website for the best of Joy. joy.org.au.
You're on Joy 94.9, and we've been talking to Leanne and Sandy from Switchboard Victoria and the Out and About program, which is a very exciting program about visiting older LGBTIQ people in their homes, in their communities, for friendship and support.
I should say, Zoe, that the program, the Community Visitor Scheme, has been going for over 20 years, but it's always, until the last 12 months, it's been in aged care facilities. So the home visits is a very new thing. So that's meant some different thinking about what happens with the volunteering experience. And there are four LGBTI organisations across Australia that have got funding just for the LGBTI sector for this, for the home visits. And that's the QUARC, the Queensland AIDS Council, ACON, the New South Wales AIDS Council, Switchboard in Victoria, and Umbrella Multicultural Services in WA. So there's
fantastic.
A bit going on, which is great.
Yeah. So the visiting friends scheme, whilst it's larger, there seems to be a little bit of a network. And I understand that network's been coming together.
Yeah, we've actually formed an informal network called the LGBTI CVS, Community Visitor Scheme Network, and we get together once a month via teleconference and just talk about some of the challenges we've had, the good ideas for marketing and promotion, and because we're all funded through the Department of Social Services, how we can provide a united front to them about feedback about what's going on, some help that we need. Conferences, ageing conferences, we've put some joint papers together, that sort of thing.
Fantastic.
So it's really good to know that we've got some peers around the country that we can sort of, you know, bounce ideas off.
It's almost like an unofficial advisory for, you know, when government comes back to say, well, you know, are we making a difference in LGBTIQ older people's That's lives? Right. How's that working?
Because we're
on the
ones on the coalface. We're the ones that are actually getting the real feedback from the consumer, I guess, in their homes about exactly what's going on with services and where the gaps are. And, I mean, I understand that research and I guess the workforce are both important elements, but I think you've also got to have the other part of the triangle, which is the people.
Absolutely. And this would feed into a lot of that research, I imagine, make it very meaningful. So what are we finding out then that people don't need in a visitor or in their experience? What is it that people are looking for, and what is it that you're looking for in people who would like to volunteer to go and visit someone?
Well, we're looking for the visitors. We're looking for people who have got fantastic listening skills, who have got empathy and understand not just aged issues, but aged issues which might be relevant to our community, and people who can communicate. So we don't want. I was going to say the word chatterboxes then, but. We do want chatterboxes, but we want people who are also willing to listen as well.
Mm. It's not all about them.
That's right. Yeah. It's not all about them.
It's about the person you're visiting.
Yeah. Well, we want someone with a bit of oomph as well. And, I mean, it's going to be, as Sandy said, we're going to be matching our volunteers with our visit recipients. So there might be someone who is quiet that doesn't want someone that's, you know, too up and full on. They just want to sit quietly and listen to some classical music for an hour and talk about opera. But there might be someone that wants a good laugh and a, you know, good old chin wag and, a bit of fun. So we have to get to know the personalities of both sets of people, I guess.
Wow, that's going to be a really interesting process. So you're looking for a really broad range, people with a broad range of interests and a broad range of personalities.
That's right,
absolutely.
Not just one size fits all here.
No, and so, broad range within our lovely rainbow family as well.
So people can be trans or...
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, they don't have to be gay or lesbian to volunteer.
No, not at all. In fact, we aren't exclusively saying that people have to identify as LGBTI to be a volunteer. If they are actually queer-friendly...
Wow, allies as well.
I know. Because, you know, it could be that someone is a total musical theatre buff and that's, well, mostly got nothing to do with sexuality. And that might be the interest of our visit recipient. Yeah. And those two can get on like a house on fire. And, you know, it might be a 30-year-old, you know, heterosexual female visiting an 85-year-old gay man. But they're talking about, you know, Annie and Strictly Ballroom and whatever. You can see it's not my thing.
I can see. I can see a whole heap of fag hags getting very excited now and wanting to go out and save the world. And good on you, because we love you for doing that. But being able to go out and spend some time, and P-flaggers, parents and friends, a place for some of those parents and friends to go.
That's right. And we do run a comprehensive training program for the volunteers. So there's a little bit of background we have to do with them around LGBTI ageing issues. Mm-hmm. Obviously some protocols, you know, around OCC health and safety and some, you know, things, that procedures that we have in place. Yeah. For instance, all our volunteers will have police checks.
Okay.
So there are things like that. So there's an application, an information session, application process and training. And we tell people too that they may not be matched straight away, because we are taking some time to attract visit recipients. So they could be sort of waiting for their visit recipient for a while, but we want to have our pool of volunteers up and running as soon as possible.
Fantastic. So how, if someone is listening to this program and they're thinking, I think I know someone who would like to be a part of this project, or who would really benefit from having someone come and visit on a regular basis and being matched with someone with a similar interest, what can they do?
Well, probably the first step in the process is...
Have you had an aged care assessment? Has someone done an aged care assessment with you? And if they say, oh, I don't know, fantastic.
Probably in the first instance, to give me a call or drop me an email, I can provide you with information about the Out and About program.
Great.
And I can also provide you with information about who to contact to find out, number one, if you're eligible, and then if you are, the process. If you're not eligible, then there are some other options that I can give you some information for.
Fantastic. So what number should people call you on?
Okay. So my mobile number is 0466 218 921.
Okay. And for people who may be on the computer, on
the interweb.
On the interweb goggle.
Interweb. Well, they can either go via the Switchboard website. There's some information there, and that's switchboard.org.au, or the out and about email address is out and about, that's all one word, at switchboard.org.au.
For coming in. Is there anything else that you'd like to let our listeners know about what's happening at Switchboard?
I was going to say about Switchboard's name change, because that was a thing. 1991, we were Gay and Lesbian Switchboard, and we were Gay and Lesbian Switchboard right up until 2014. But that didn't mean that we didn't take calls from the B's, the T's and the I's and the Q's and the A's and everybody else that rings us. So our membership decided on a vote last year that we would change our name. And what we did was, we didn't want to lose the history of Switchboard, the name. And we always call it Switchboard anyway, it's official. So we dropped the Gay and Lesbian. We're Switchboard Victoria. But we want to make it very clear that we are there for our community, and that we're there to talk about gender identity, we're there to talk about sexuality, we're there to talk support, and we're there to talk connection. So that's big for us. From an organisation in 91 that wouldn't be listed in the white pages by Telstra because it had the word gay in it.
Yeah, right.
So, we're Switchboard Victoria, new look, new logo, and now a new service as well to keep our community connected and supported. So we're pretty happy about that.
How exciting. And you still have your telephone counselling service as well.
Full on. Bigger and brighter and better than ever.
Yeah.
It's 1-800-184-527, 7 days a week, 5:30 p.m. to 10:30 p.m. Web chat is available via the QLife website, qlife.org.au, during those same hours as well.
Fantastic. Leanne, Sandy, thank you so much for coming in and on Absolutely Everybody.
Thanks, Zoe. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you.
You're on Joy 94.9.
And this is Absolutely Everybody with Zoe and Andrea.
They were lovely.
They were.
They're such lovely women.
But, I mean, such an important consideration, the loneliness and the disconnection from the rest of the community as you get older, particularly if you start having mobility issues and then, being part of the rainbow community, it just makes it a little bit more complicated.
Yeah. Especially, I mean, I don't have kiddlywinks or piglets, as I like to call them. I don't have kids. Not that that's a guarantee. Just because you have children doesn't mean they're going to be there in your older years. They might be overseas, they might be somewhere else doing other fabulous things. But it's an interesting commonality, I think, across the rainbow community, that the expectation that there's a wider family unit there when people get older isn't necessarily the case. So we have to find our logical family. I'm very lucky. I've got a great logical family of people who, I can rely on.
A lot of people will network, but by the same token, everyone's aging, and generally when you're networking, you network in about the same age group.
Yeah, see, that's got to be the thing, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Start networking with some younger folks, people.
Yes.
I think that's the plan. We've just had a text come through. Thank you so much. You can always text the program on 0427JOY949. And a person who's texted in has said, "Hi, I'm a recipient of a VAC volunteer twice a fortnight. I can say how valuable their service is, and so glad to hear that Switchboard is doing this for the GLBTI. Cheers." Well, thank you. It's great. VAC have been doing it for a very long time, which is fantastic. And this is just widening the net for people over 65, because we haven't had that direct service previously.
We were talking about it earlier on, how there's some marginalised groups that just don't have any support and tend to, it's a lot harder to hide your
gender, sexuality, whatever it is, or just feeling you need to. How great to just have someone who pops in for a cuppa. You know they're going to come. You don't have to talk about it. You can just be relaxed, and doesn't matter. You don't have to de-dike the apartment. You don't have to untrans the apartment. You don't have to do anything. You can just be yourself.
Just be a person.
Just be a person. Oh, what
an
idea.
That's the most important thing in everyone's life.
Yeah.
Just being a single person.
Knowing that you're not going to be judged. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, especially when you're feeling vulnerable in those older years. Oh, who can be bothered, really, with judgment at that age?
Enjoying this podcast? Go make a cup of coffee and choose another one. joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.